Welcome to your download from BBC Audiobooks. We now present Bridging the Gap, originally heard on BBC Radio 4 in 2006. In the Gorton area of Manchester in the UK, there is a project that aims to bridge the gap, to bring generations together. Broadcaster and writer Simon Fanshawe visited Gorton to meet at first hand the people behind the project and listened to the experiences of the older residents and to the voices of the young.
There's loads of things that's antisocial. Nearly everything's antisocial. Even going too high on the swing, probably. It's antisocial.
The young voices of Gorton have a lot to say about the place where they live, which is on the east side of Manchester, the city the tabloids often call the Asbo capital of Britain. And Gorton does have its fair share of antisocial behaviour. But at the back of the community housing office, in a windowless stockroom, there's an independent young people's project which, while working alongside the official paraphernalia of Asbos and the law, is finding other imaginative ways of helping young and disillusioned kids from falling into a life of crime. There, Rob Burley and Pat Stewart run On the Streets.
We set up the project about 5 years ago because there were so many young people who had nowhere to go in the evenings, and so many residents were complaining about youth nuisance and other issues, drinking and just large groups of young people hanging around, even though they weren't all committing youth nuisance. So we went out onto the streets. We started off with 23 children who were joyriding and stealing cars from outside the Showcase Cinema here in Gorton. And basically we now have just over 1,100 young people on our books. We see about 460 of them each year. And out of those, a much smaller group of about 120 we work with on a very, very intensive basis. And those young people range from the age of 8 right through to about 9.